You're always so loud.
Like, you're on a 10 right now. I need to take it down to at least
it's
a 10.
Sierra.
And I'm back, and I'm Dee. Welcome back. New school year, new Shannon. Oh, God. No.
She's lying. She's not actually
new.
She's
not a new Shannon at all.
Why can I hear you echoing?
Oh.
I know.
What's the matter?
What'd you do?
Did we mess up? I didn't do it. I haven't been here in, like, forever.
haven't been here in, like, forever.
I've come, like, to do VHSs, and that's how my RMU experience has gone over the summer. We've been doing VHSs to convert them into files, because, woo.
Woo.
Should we clap or just no? Because
I'm like, smack you. No, it's, like, for family. It's not, like,
well, it's very sweet that you're doing it for your fam.
Your fam.
I was going to do that for my mom, but then I'm like, eh. She'll
it's
be fine.
Easy. It's like, if you have something else to do, then you just put it on it starts going, and then you just keep it going, and then you stop it, and then you name it.
Joe showed me the process when I was here working.
For a very short period of time.
For like a month and a half.
That
was like, I'm not going to say it wasn't a waste of my time, but it was sort of a waste of my time.
It wasn't a waste of my time, but...
It wasn't. I learned some stuff, but I basically drove an hour and a half to get here to basically find out, oh, I have nothing to do for you today, so think of stuff for you to do. And I'm like, oh. And then I would drive 2.5 hours home because of traffic, and I'd be like, this is fun. Like, I'm not going to do this.
What I did this summer was I babysat.
Yeah, your three little...
My three little munchkins.
I wouldn't call them that.
And Devlin, Peyton, and Julian. Are you listening?
Yes, I'm listening.
I basically was raised an only child, as you can probably tell.
Because your brothers are so much older than you.
And I have a sister, too.
Don't forget Bridget.
Oh, yeah,
Don't forget Bridget. Yeah, she even knows Bridget. all my the one that's closest in age to me is Sean, and he's 12 years older than me. So I was basically raised, like, differently because I was, like, the only child. So I don't really know what it's like to have, like, an older sibling or a younger sibling that's, like, 2 to, like, 3 years older than
you. You want to trade?
No. That's because... like, during the summer, I basically got that experience. Even though me and Devlin are 9 years apart, I got to experience what it was like. Because they respect me, but they don't respect me as much as they do their mom. Because I don't have, like, the authority, because I'm basically seen as a child in their eyes. They're like, you're an adult? I'm like, yeah, I am. I'm 19. And they're like, wow.
Like, you look like you're 12.
I do look like I'm 12.
I pass as a 12-year-old a lot. I pass as a freshman in high school, too.
Oh, yeah. I get freshman in high school all the time.
Isn't it fun?
No, it's not.
But, you know, people, my parents, my dad's friends would always tell me, like, appreciate that people call you young right now, like, think that you're, like, 12 right now, because when you're 40 and you don't look like this anymore, you'll appreciate it much more, I guess, or something like that. I don't know. It was something weird. I was like, okay, thank you. I walked away.
Well, both of you have siblings. So, like, we would go to the park, and Devlin would just, like, start hitting Peyton for no reason.
Well, they're terror sometimes.
And I was like,
they're real aggressive, man.
Aren't we all?
Especially you.
I mean, yeah.
What did you say, Sierra?
I said we're all aggressive in our own ways.
She's like, no comments.
and I was like, stop it. Like, you have to have, like, a sisterly bond with your sister that it's gonna, like, last a lifetime, and you have to, like, be friends with her. And she rolled her eyes at me, which we all do, which everyone in my
Devlin
family does. And she's really a Devlin because that's how she acts. And they just all hit each other, and I've never experienced that. And then they'll hit me. then I'll be like, no ice cream. And then they'll be like, why do we get any ice cream? Well, maybe because you're being bad.
I love that. Why do we get ice cream? Because you're being bad. I
Devlin
love that reason.
Would ask for ice cream. Like, I would babysit them twice a week. Devil would ask for ice cream at least 20 times each day.
It's really weird. I get cravings for ice cream. Like, last night, I told Sierra, we need to go to Romo's so I can get ice cream. It was really bad. And then I ended up not finishing it. I gave her the rest of her.
Yeah.
This is our sweet life, guys. We just basically, if one of us doesn't finish our food, the other one gets it.
Basically. What's your experience with your brother with dealing with small children?
My brother hates children.
Sibling rivalry.
He hates children.
Oh, no, he does. But that's because he worked at what do you call them? He worked at this, play place.
Oh, so just basically it's a daycare. Okay.
Not really, because parents are still there. They're just...
So it's basically a
daycare. Like a gym.
Or like a YMCA kind of thing.
I don't think Garrett and I really had so sibling rivalry.
Rivalry.
Right over here. My brother and I, all throughout our childhood, we had, the worst sibling relationship in the world because, imagine I'm almost a 20-year-old and he's just a 17-year-old and we're on two different playing fields of maturity and I'm basically trying to bash things into his head, don't do this, don't screw up. And he does it anyways, and I'm like, what are you doing? And then he tries to tell me how to run my life, and I'm like, don't do that, because I know more than you do.
Now, Gare and I, we've always been very close. We even had a teacher tell us that we weren't normal siblings. Because she was like, you guys get along really well. She's like, I don't get along with my siblings, even now. And I'm just like, well, we don't get along either sometimes. But we were actually instilled in our brain since we were little that if anything were to happen to our parents, it would just be us two.
Yeah, my brother thinks about that, and he thinks about that now, and I'm like, okay, but don't think about that and let it bog you down because we still have our parents and everything. Yeah. But
no, it's not like my parents intend to die or anything.
No, but you sometimes think about that. Well, it's only the two of us if. If our parents die.
Yeah.
So I get that kind of thing, but how my brother does it is he thinks about, all the negative things. He thinks about, every scenario, and it's just, but he thinks of, the worst possible scenarios.
No, it's just, my family's dealt with, very close to them, and so they wanted to, I don't know if my parents actually are very, I mean... I don't think my parents are very close to their own siblings, and I think that's why she tried to force it on my brother and I.
My dad's an only child, so he doesn't have that, and he doesn't understand my brother and my sibling rivalries, sibling fights, and the stupid little arguments you get over for if I steal his food or something like that, and he gets angry with me and we fight.
My brother, I think he's OCD. There's something mentally wrong with him because we have certain size of the car. That we have to sit.
Oh, yes. That's my brother and I. When we were young, a lot younger, my brother wasn't, a foot taller than I am. We have a dad. We don't sit on, each other's side of the car. It feels weird.
I don't care. It's just a seat in the car. But if I sit in my brother's seat, which he sits behind the driver's seat, and I sit behind the passenger seat, usually. But if I even go to the driver's seat, my brother will refuse to get into the car and demand for me to move. Even if we're on a time limit, he's like, you have to move. I'm not getting this car.
The first time I got to sit in the passenger seat of my mom or any of our cars, it was really weird because I was on the opposite side of what I was used to. And then switching back, once my brother got too tall for the back seat and when his knees would be at his, scrunch against his chest, as he put it. So... the first time I switched back and forth, especially going from the driver's seat to the passenger seat when I'm not driving, it's really weird.
I never experienced that.
Because you're basically an only child, Shannon, so you don't really count.
Wow, now I feel...
Love you, Shannon.
Hey, it's not their fault. It's not her fault that her mom had kids way older than her.
I get along, I'm... I would say that I'm closer to Sean and Bridget than I am Matt. But, like, that's because I don't really talk on the phone. And Sean calls, like, my mom, like, every day. And I see Bridget, like, at least once a week. So, yeah.
I mean, that's, like, it's, like, I don't know, like, how different it is for you. But, like, with my mom and her sisters. Like, my mom and her oldest sister are, like, 6 years apart. And my aunt and my other aunt are, like, two years apart. So they're a lot closer, obviously, because the age difference. And my mom has always been, like, it's always had that, like, kind of separate, kind of clicky kind of vibe between the three of them.
It's not really a click, no. Like, I guess they share a lot of more, like, childhood memories. That's the thing. Like, Bridget was moving out when I was moving
in. When basically you came into the world.
Yeah. So, like, we don't have childhood memories. But, like, Sean was here until, was in my house until I was six, because then he went off to college. So, I can't really recall a childhood memory, but, yeah, like, we shared memories. Like, there we were. There's photos. There's more photos of me and Sean than there are
Bridget. For the longest time, between me and my brother, it was basically just violence because, like, I was, like, you think I'm violent now? I was very, 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 very violent when I was younger, and so was my brother, and we would get aggressive with each other, and our parents had to, like, break us apart. My mother would have to break us apart. Change that. My mother would have to break us apart because, like, you turn, like, when you're a child or, like, even, like, when you're just, like, coming into, like, your teenage years, you become the Hulk when you're angry. Like, I know that from experience. Like, when I'm mad, I like, crank out the human strength for some odd reason.
No. It's not because you get extra strength. You just think you're invincible.
True. Well, but I don't know, like, it would be weird if I, like, grew up as an only child. Because you wouldn't, like, I always had someone to sort of, like
have. Here's the thing. That's another thing. These kids would not socialize with kids on the playground that were, like, not, that they did not know. And, like,
They'll grow out of that. And, like,
No. They have friends, like, in gymnastics and their sports, but they will not talk to anyone unless they're being talked to. And I, like, as a child, I guess as an only child, I was, like, I knew I had to, like, make friends, and I would be like, you want to play? And, like, it's just weird to me that they never, but, like, did that.
Also, your nieces and nephew are a pack mentality, so.
Yeah, they really are, because.
Like, there's nothing outside, like, sometimes there's nothing outside that group. And, like, it's the same thing with, like giving an example, like, twins. Like, you always have somebody to play with, so when they're younger, they don't, like, really want to socialize with our kids. Like, that's what I've seen, but. Like, once they grow out of that and they realize, oh, I'm a different person than this person, even though we look exactly alike. Yeah.
I feel so bad for my cousins. Oh. They're four and they're twins. And I just feel bad because their parents keep buying them the exact same clothes to wear.
And they will grow out of that because,
like, I mean, they will eventually, yeah, but for the longest time, not the parents. Oh, no, not the parents. If they can find an outfit that's cheap and they can find two of them. I just feel so bad for the kids. And I mean, they do try to give them, like, different colors, but I'm like,
it's basically the same. It's the same outfit, but you can wear them different days.
I don't know if the kids will grow out of that. I know, like, I've seen these two girls in church that are, like, have to be in their, like, 60s, and they wear the same outfit to church every Sunday.
I mean, but we're the same outfit.
That's just creepy.
It's a different thing than basically matching your twin.
No, they, like, they're matched to, like,
the T.
Oh.
Okay.
The Shining, please.
Juicy. No.
But. Oh, Morgan's here, by the way.
Yeah, Morgan arrived a little while ago.
Nope. Do you have siblings? What are your thoughts on sibling rivalry?
Give us your input on sibling rivalries / relationships between your siblings.
So, I have an older brother, and we're 5 years apart, and then I have two younger sisters who are 8 and 12 years apart. So, I basically was an only child, because I lived with my brother until my dad died, and then we moved out, and he stayed with his mom's parents, because his mom also died, so, like, he had, like, custody and stuff, so they stayed there, So then I was by myself until I was 8. And he died when I was 3. So I was by myself for a while until my sisters came. But just since, like, there's such a big gap, we never really, like, fought a lot. I mean, me and my middle sister kind of did.
But it's also, but like, you're...
It's basically, like, I'm more protective over them than anything.
Yeah.
So.
I kind of understand that.
Yeah.
My cousins, the oldest and the middle child, they have a really big age difference. I don't know what the age difference is. He's supposed to be a senior in college, and she just started high school. So, like, that big of a gap.
Okay, that's 3 years.
I graduated high school the same day my sister graduated from kindergarten. So.
And they, for the longest time, they hated each other. And now she hates her little brother.
But, I mean, it's hard, like... I don't.
What's the middle child syndrome?
I can't really speak on like behalf of like people that have had this situation, but I would think it'd be very hard, like especially if like not like saying like the middle child syndrome or anything, but like the big age gaps and then basically you're being raised like one by one by one by one,
mm-hmm.
and not having that like social like sibling interaction until.
Well, it also sucked. Because growing up, on both sides of the family, we have very little females, cousins or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, when I would go over to Maryland, because that's where they live, Lindsay, she, like, absolutely loved when I was there, because I was, like, basically the only girl cousin.
I got that one, too. Like, there's 10 grandkids between, four kids for my grandparents, for my mom's side, but my dad is an only child, as I said before. And between 10 grandkids, there's only 3 girls. There's, wow. Yeah.
Actually, that's funny.
Yeah. So, like, you would think, like, my cousin, the oldest girl cousin, is now going into she's getting her master's now in teaching, and she lives, like, she's been teaching for, like, maybe, like, this will be her second year teaching. And then my youngest, like, my cousin underneath me, she's just started her freshman year of college. So, like, we're the last 3 of the grandkids that are graduating high school going to college. But it's just, like, I never really got along with my cousins because, like, to be honest, my youngest girl cousin is a princess. And she believes mommy and daddy will pay for anything, get her anything she wants. And they don't say no. So I never got along with her that way because she felt like she was entitled to everything.
Martin and says that's her.
And I grew up very, you work for what you get and work through the ranks and basically work for what you have kind of mentality. That's how my oldest cousin and I are, but we never really talk because she's also like across the country. So yeah.
I was jealous of my little cousin for the longest time because on my mom's side of the family, I was the only girl for, like, the longest time. And so my little cousin came, and now I have other cousins that are girls now, but I was really jealous of her. And my grandfather, because even though you said the nickname princess, that was my nickname growing up, even though I didn't get everything I wanted. I mean, they tried to, but, like...
But, like, I...
And then like, I hated her for the long... I didn't like, hate her, but I was really jealous.
If you're, like, not saying, like, for everybody, but I feel like if you're given everything, you feel like you're entitled to everything and you should, like, nothing. You should get free passes in life. And if people think like that, then you're going to have a rude awakening later in life.
Now I get you.
So, back to the boy thing. Well, actually, it's girl. You said you were, like, the only girl.
I'm one of two, one of three
girl I grew up with cousins. 3 boys because my two male cousins came over when I was growing up every day. So I was the only girl growing up with 3 boys.
My nieces and nephews, there's only 3 boys. There's only 3 boys out of, like, okay, there's, let's count. There's Devlin.
Peyton.
Penelope, Bella, Killian, Julian, Harper, and Rory. Did I say Rory?
No.
Oh, and then Vale is also coming. So that's 10. So that's 3 out of 10. So that's exactly your situation.
I mean, technically, two of my cousins aren't even my technically cousins. Cause my uncle, Benno, he was a transfer student when he was a foreign exchange student, like, for the longest time. And they live with my grandparents, and they basically adopted him as, like, their son. He currently lives in California. He's, like, two kids. I don't know how, like, they're, like, maybe 4 or 5 years older than I am. Like, I haven't met, like, I think I've met my Uncle Benno once. Haven't met his wife. Haven't met his kids at all. So, yay us.
Yay us.
Yay family.
In my family, they're 6 and 6.
At least you got an even amount. Like,
they're 6 boys, 6 girls. Well,
like, I always tell people, like, when people are like, oh, I don't want, like, and like making sure, like, I'm not, like, hurting your feelings or anything. I'm like, dudes, I grew up with all, like, all guys. Like, nothing can offend me anymore. Like, I've had this sarcasm.
Lies.
A lot of things don't really hurt
Lies.
Me. Shut up, Sierra.
I know stuff.
This
is not gossip hour, sorry.
He's a hard, looks like a hard child, but she's soft on the inside.
Yeah.
We all are.
People think, like, I'm scary for some odd reason. I'm like, do you look at me, actually?
Oh,
like,
I don't find you scary at all.
Well,
I can totally trip you.
I'll have to tell you a funny story. So it was maybe two or three years ago, and I was, like, I went to this Boy Scout event for my brother, and I was with his troop, and they were, like, so nervous around me, and like they were like scared of me, and I'm
maybe
like,
they liked you.
Yeah, maybe it's because, like, it's a girl with the troop.
It's a girl, and she's like super confident and like walks to her own beat and drum, and I'm like, yeah.
Yeah, for some apparent reason, a lot of guys, well, not a whole lot of guys, but some guys are intimidated by confident girls.
Yeah, and by that time, I was like, I don't care what you say or how you say it, I look good and I think I'm great.
Whatever happened to that girl?
Oh my god!
You're the worst.
Thank you!
So.
Yes, Shannon?
Yes, Shannon.
You said that you watched some Big Brother over the summer.
I am not up to date.
You're not up to date?
No.
Can I? So do not say anything. Anything. Because I'm going home on Thursday and watching it. So don't say anything, okay?
I just think
Morgan's ready
I'm
to
so stressed that I haven't watched it for 2 weeks
Morgan, honey,
now.
Morgan, you're honey, you're okay.
That's 6 hours.
That's a lot.
Okay, let's just, predictions of who you think's going to win.
Well, I don't know who's still in there right now.
Just say someone.
I think Fessy's gonna win, but I want Tyler to win so bad because he will forever have my heart, like forever and ever and ever.
I
hottest
hate
guy
Fessy.
Ever.
Fessy's the worst.
I liked Fessy until
though
this week.
Though that talking. One guy, though that one guy that I really hated, they did vote him out. I was really happy about that.
Stop.
No, no. No, he was like one of the first ones to go.
Was it Winston?
No, it was the rapper.
Oh, Swaggy C.
I hated him.
Swaggy C.
I'm so happy they're like, let's get him out.
His real name's Christopher, though.
I hated him.
Yeah, I hated his girlfriend, too. I was so happy when Bailey left. Oh,
Bailey is annoying.
God.
Like,
having issues there.
Hey, did you hear there's rumors that she might have been pregnant?
They put like a
I believe it.
And that it was Swaggy C's,
you know,
baby.
Me and my mom always say, like, they're always like, I love you. Yeah. I love you. Like to
it's
all
a showmance.
No. Everyone in the house. Even the showmance, because they didn't even last, like, 20 days in the house together.
Uh-uh.
So, like, they're like, but I love you.
Well, people just throw around that word a lot around now.
My mom's like, they don't even know each other.
Shannon, I love you.
Because I've known you for over a year now. That's understandable. I love all of you.
I never watched Big Brother in my life.
That's okay.
Well, except
you're not missing much.
Oh, you'll be on Big Brother together.
Yeah, you have to be 21.
Yeah, because of the alcohol.
Yeah, mm-hmm. So I said, I'm not 21 yet.
I'm going to audition and then I'm not going to get picked in.
You're not getting evicted, you said?
Evicted. If I do get on the show, just take me to juries.
Yeah, as long as I make it to jury, I don't really
care. I don't want to win. Just get me to juries. I just don't want to be the first three out.
Yeah, that's embarrassing.
That's embarrassing.
Especially in the first one.
You quit your job for this, D, and it's like 24/7. Like, you live there. You live in the house. And
it's basically like the Bachelor and Bachelorette.
No electronics.
Yeah, you can't. No, it's
basically like the Bachelor and Bachelorette.
Yeah.
No.
No, it's like Survivor.
Yeah.
It's just instead of like living outside in the cold, you're in a house with strangers.
Yes. Who's your favorite Big Brother player of all time?
Oh, God.
Of all time? I know my most hated player.
Who's your most hated?
Rachel.
Why? She was a champ.
She was annoying, and she didn't deserve to win.
Did you, there was this boy named Reagan. Remember Reagan? And he was, like, gay, and he, and he, like, totally told off Rachel. That was, like, the best thing ever.
I hated Rachel, and then when she, I don't know if you watched that.
The call from last season and the season before.
Favorite?
It was my all-time favorite. He should have won hands down. Josh should not have won.
It was so funny when Josh won though, and then it's
I literally sat there and was like,
I think.
What is life?
Can I just say a current player? Because I think Tyler's my favorite. Well, the thing is that he's actually the only one playing the game.
Yeah,
and he's so hot.
He's a lifeguard.
Oh my God.
Morgan was a lifeguard too. So they can be.
You can do Baywatch.
Lifeguard babies.
Baywatch together.
There. Morgan, would you ever do
and
Baywatch?
And he's so caring. Oh my God.
And he's a liar and manipulative.
He's a liar for the game,
oh yeah.
Like he really cares about everyone. He's just playing the game.
Yeah, he's the only one though who's actually playing the game.
Yeah, I think Tyler's gonna win too.
Fucking marry him.
I remember it was like the first couple weeks of Big Brother. My dad's like, "Hey, Sierra, do you remember that one player?" And like they show Bobby a couple Morgan. Glimpses of the player who never talked. I think it was the model.
Yeah, I did not know who Angela was for like the first like.
Oh, I hated her.
She didn't even talk or anything.
And, like,
dad's like, "Hey, do you remember this woman?" And I'm like. Who is that? And I'm like, does she talk? And he's like, no. I'm like, I don't know who that is.
I hate everyone in level 6 except for Casey and Tyler. Casey is so, like, under the radar. She's just, like, flying her way through the game. Like, no one's I haven't watched the episode where she was on the block, so I don't know what happens, and no one tell me what happens, but.
I think Sam's cute.
Yeah. She's a little crazy.
Oh, yeah, she's a little crazy, but she's cute.
I feel like she should have been out whenever she had her first mental breakdown, where she was, like, complaining about how she can't trust anyone in the house. Because, like, that just shows that she can't handle
Like, I just find
house.
It funny
like,
that she was...
is that, like, you can't really trust anyone.
I just find it funny that she, like, she put... When it was her head of household, did you watch that episode? Mm-hmm. Where she's like, I nominated these two ladies because I don't like that you use your seductions.
You're like, how you treat the men in the house.
She's like, She's like, I don't think that's woman empowerment.
Like, what?
The other two ladies are like, but then they were crying and everything, and they're like, we don't know what she means. I'm like, you're using your whales.
Oh, I hated Caitlyn. Oh, my God.
Oh, yeah, Caitlyn was super annoying.
I hated her so much.
My dad, did you see the episode where the... Fussy's two girls were on the block.
We're on the block, yeah.
My dad's like, I hope he picks neither one of them. Or then he's like, I want him to pick the other girl so that the other girl can like flip out.
And he did. Yeah.
We all knew he was gonna pick Haley anyway.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, him and Haley are like a thing. Mm-hmm. Together forever.
And then I just like that Sam's like, oh, Fussy's amazing. Then Fussy's like, I hate her.
That's my favorite, is that everyone, like, relies on each other, and then whenever they get in the diary room, like,
they're like,
all
I hate
just, like,
everybody.
Each other. Oh, it's
like,
funniest.
I hate every one
That's
of them.
That's why I want to be on the show. It's so, like, petty, and oh, I love it. Love it.
My favorite player of all time will probably be Will Kirby. Because he, did you watch season 7?
I think so.
All Star season is the best season of Big Brother ever. You can rewatch.
I hate All Stars.
You hate it? Why?
They already lost their chance to win. They don't need to deserve to come back.
Redemption, Sierra.
No. I won't be asked back, so they can't be asked back.
But, I thought, like, him and Janelle were, like, a super cute couple until he, like, turned on Janelle. But I thought, like, Will Kirby, Sugar 2008, prime man.
The one thing I don't like about Big Brother with the showmances is that they easily sleep with the people.
Yeah, it's really, like, okay, day 20, are you going to sleep with a person you just knew for 20 days? No, unless you're
I mean, the thing is that, like, okay. If that's you, you do you, but, like, your family's watching this.
Yeah, and they just see you having intercourse with someone random stranger. And
isn't one of them actually engaged?
This season?
Oh my god. Had a boyfriend.
Yeah, I know. And she was like all over Fessy.
She was all over Fessy and Tyler the whole time.
I'm like, that's the thing that, like, one, your family is watching, and why would you do that to your, like, significant other?
Yeah. That'd be so hard to watch. I wouldn't even stop watching. I'd be like, I saw what you did.
I told my dad, I was like, hey, Dad, if I get on Big Brother, are you gonna buy the 24-hour watch? And he's like, if you're on it, then yeah. I'm like, uh-oh. I'm like, I'm just going to be sleeping. I'm going to be really boring. I probably won't cause any fights.
Probably.
It all depends. If I feel like I've been wronged in some way.
You're saying you?
Yeah.
Yeah, me. Okay. I was like, I don't watch live feeds.
If I feel like I'm wronged, not like in the sense of the game, but like my person, then I would probably fight somebody. But if it's like the game, I'm like, that's the point of the game, guys. You shouldn't feel upset about it.
Like when JC went and threw that one vote out there, I think it was whenever, was it Caitlin and Haley or someone else? It was supposed to be unanimous, and then JC voted for the one person that they weren't supposed to, and he threw the whole house like out of whack. That was my favorite time of the whole season. That is something I would do in a heartbeat.
You know,
I loved it.
You know, I don't even know why Sam even listened to JC. I would have put him up anyway.
She has a crush on JC. If he wasn't gay, she said that would be a thing.
Like, no, like, when it was her nomination, she was going to get out.
Oh, yeah, that was dumb.
I would have put up JC, because I know that he wouldn't get voted out.
And he was like, don't do it, Sam, I love you.
Which I found really stupid. And I'm like, she knows you're not going to get voted out.
Yeah.
So that's why she's going to put you up, so to ensure that he, like, the other person would get sent home or do a back door.
Yes.
But no.
I don't get the show at all.
Oh, it's amazing.
It's a great show. Do you
like Zingbot.
I like games.
Oh, I don't know. If I was on the show, I don't know what Zingbot would say about me.
Probably
like,
would be so mean.
Yeah, really mean.
He'd be mean to me. He'd be like, please stop talking. What?
What is Zingbot saying that? I love Zingbot. Zingbot's so funny. I'd be like, Sierra, you're so annoying. You don't talk to anybody.
That's what he would say about me. He'd be like, Shannon, no, you're not annoying. I don't know what they would say.
They're antisocial.
I guess we'll find out when we get... You know, it'd be really funny if they got all three of us.
That game's just like my favorite.
The Zingbot game?
No, OTEP.
Oh, I love OTEP.
It'd be really funny if all three of us went in the same house.
You know how they did that one season? Season 8? Uh-huh. Danielle and her dad, Evil Dick, they were on the season together, and they didn't know they were going to go on the season together, but then whenever they went into the house, they, like, realized it. Funniest
thing. I don't know how I would feel about that.
Yeah, they weren't even, like, they were not, like, a close father and daughter relationship.
Oh. Maybe, like, would we, like, turn against each other, or would we work together?
Probably work together, because I'd be like, Sierra,
backstab all of you.
I know you.
But you can't say that.
No, you can't say that you know someone.
No, you know that eyebrow thing that's like my new thing? That I did to you in class?
Oh, yeah.
I was like.
Oh, yeah, totally not obvious.
Something that
It's like,
Professor Loyola, she was like, I knew the next name was me, and she stared at me, and I was like.
It was like the very first Big Brother episode where everyone's going in the house, and Tyler found out the other player was from his same hometown.
he started freaking out.
Well, no, the thing is, because he's like, people are going to think we're working together. People think we'll know each other. I'm like, I actually know these two other girls, but, like, I'm going to act like I don't know them.
We would go in, like, the storage room and start dancing. The Secret Alliance. What are our alliance names?
I plead a first.
I plead the first. They'd be like, these are my friends from college.
What does that mean?
It's an inside joke. I play the first down the halls or something like that.
Yoli Chen is my homegirl.
Oh my god.
I plead the fur.
I love her.
She, some outfit she wears though, it's like, Julie, what are you doing?
Right? Some of them I'm like, wow, I love that. And some of them I'm like, oh, your fashion person needs fired. Like, they should not have let you out like that.
Julie. it's funny.
She still makes them all look good, though. Like, that's the thing. It's like, they look hideous, but she makes them look nice.
I just, like, one season she was, like, having a baby.
Yeah.
She was pregnant. I forget which season that was, but she was, like, she didn't even care. She just was, not even maternity leave. She just, like, the belly just kept growing and growing, and she just kept standing right where she always does. She didn't care. Gotta be a working woman. That's why I think it's going to be hard in this industry, like, whenever, like, any of us start having, like, a family, like, we're going to be editing and we're going to have, like, this big bump.
That will not be a problem.
I'm adopting and I'm never getting married, so. No, yeah, it's not. It's not.
That's what I like to hear.
That's not because a lack of trying. It's just I won't find a man I like long enough to stay with.
Oh, my God.
Oh, mine's a lack of trying. I just don't.
But that's why we love you.
What about you, Dee?
Well, she already has plans if she stays with this one guy.
It's almost a year. Oh,
yeah. That means nothing. I've been with guys for almost all. Actually, all my boyfriends I've been with for a year.
I haven't been with a guy for over a month and a half, so this is a great milestone. Same.
Well, obvious, Morgan.
My longest was 4 months.
Not a very committed person.
But yet, you still like to go. When we went to the Natural History Museum, you still like the big shiny diamonds.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, just because she doesn't want to commit doesn't mean she can't get a ring.
Right?
She wants the biggest diamond ring that's like bigger than a quarter. Right?
And that doesn't have to be an engagement ring. That can be just a ring.
Yeah, I can just get it.
Well, you'll pay like a couple of $1 million for it.
Just rob the museum.
That's good. I don't know. What is in the future for Shannon Devlin?
Oh boy, that's a show I would stay to see.
Where do you see me in 5 years?
Working at the news station.
Yeah, I definitely think like you'd be a really good like producer. Like,
I don't know about news though. I don't really like news.
What do you like?
Like, I would want to be part of, like, a big company.
Like a production, like, basically doing production. Okay.
Like, NBC or whatever, or like, Netflix.
Oh, my gosh. If I could work for Netflix, my whole life would be...
Well, that's the thing, though. If you, like,
wow.
Keep... I think you'll get where you want to go.
Thank you.
RMU is a great school for that.
Come to RMU.
Except for they only have connections for sports people.
Yeah, news stresses me out. I don't know why I...
Why you keep doing it?
I was going to say, you're the one that always producing.
I offered to mentor it this semester.
Why do you think I quit?
You did audio.
I quit. I hate news. I hate news. I hate live shows. I hate everything.
Corn told us live shows are not the only thing and that we can do.
Yeah, I keep on hearing that this semester so far. Like, there's more to life than just, like, news studios.
Well, the thing is, like, that's, like, on their little wall thing, they do have people that ended up working at Comedy Central and Paramount and all that stuff.
And that's good for them.
It's just we get a lot more sports and news people.
Yeah,
We're known for sports and news because we have those connections between the Pens and.
We should try to get a sitcom.
You can with Our Mutant Tonight make a sitcom and then I'll air it.
I'm your audio person for that. So.
Yeah, like I don't know. I'm kind of debating because like there's a TV meeting on Thursday.
Mm-hmm.
And
I thought that was today.
Centuries tonight.
Yeah, she's explain. Yeah. So.
Yeah.
Yeah, and then I also want to join CCO because you know me.
What's that?
It's Christian something.
It's the Christian.
Oh, is that the Unashamed?
No, not Bible study.
No, it's a college. It's Christian college.
I don't know. Lex is in it, and she says it's fun. And I don't really know anybody that also goes to church like me. That's my age.
I used to.
There's nothing wrong with you, Shannon.
I know, but like I want
to
like.
I go to church.
There you go.
Caroline.
There you go, my friend.
But she goes to a different church.
I know. Yeah. You're a Lutheran.
I am.
But like it's a CCO. We're basically all cousins.
I think Caroline's in that too.
Yeah, I know. And Alexa, if you know who Alexa is, I don't know if you do.
She's we have in there. An Alexa.
You mean Shell?
Lex, in there, graphic designer.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
You're never.
Did she mean Shayla's roommate?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah, I know her. She's a sweetheart.
She is.
Are they roommates together?
Yes, they're still roommates.
I'm kind of debating, like, either going, because the CCO meeting is the same time as the TV thing, but I'm, like, a mentor and, like, RMU Tonight producer, so I guess I should go to there, but I also wanted to go to the CCO.
I mean, they can deal
with it. You can go again. They're going to have more than one meeting.
That's what, yeah.
Yeah, and they're pretty cool. I actually met some, like, I know a lot of people that are
in
there.
And Zai's in there. He said that today.
Oh, Zai. Bless his heart.
There you go. There's people your age.
No, but like that I'm friends with. I don't know Zai. I know Zai that he's in my communication in the workplace class.
Oh, you know Zai.
He is like the biggest sweetheart you could ever like. I'm surprised nobody's like wanted to date him yet.
Zai doesn't really date.
Yeah, but he's like the biggest sweetheart in the world, and just he's such a good friend, and it's really fun.
Yeah, I'll just go to this meeting, and then I'll. Well, on Thursday. I just don't know why it's 9 p.m. on a Thursday.
Well, yeah.
Hey, I have meetings at 10 o'clock at night.
Yeah, well, are you still in the sorority or no?
No.
Okay, I didn't think
so. She was done with that last semester. Where have you been?
I know. I just wanted to
Just ask short. Morgan. She would know.
Just ask Morgan.
Confidential.
No comment there.
Whenever we said it was a cult, and then Mara, like, literally.
She might be listening.
Yeah, Mara's really listening to us. Yeah. Wasn't she your big?
No.
Oh, who's your big?
I don't have a big anymore.
No, who was it, though?
Lexi.
Oh, who's that?
She's nice.
Oh, not Bailey, though.
No.
Me and Bailey are best friends. I talked to Bailey, like, once.
She's going to be more friends with Yonka than any of us
it's
in the room.
It's Anka, not Yonka.
Anka, come on, Anka. You're living with her.
I'm not living with her.
I know, but that's Dee's best friend.
Well, sorry that I'm not friends with Dee's friends.
Well, they're getting there because they're always over.
I'm staying in my room.
Yeah, well, I had
to... Did you go down the slide at the... Morgan, did you go down... For Bobby Mania, did you go down the slide?
No.
I just saw you, and then you're like, hitting the ball, throwing the ball.
Shannon, do you want me to go to Bobby Mania with you next year?
Yes, because okay. I was like, where is Sierra?
I'll go with you next year.
Oh, I hate crowds.
Party!
And then I saw all the Century people, and then I was like, hey, because I was supposed to meet them, but I like just hate crowds. And then I was like, there's.
I only watched the fireworks.
There was a lot more people, I think, this year than last year.
We had all the freshmen go.
Yeah.
Last year was chaotic because then I was like, where's Sierra? That was like my only friend.
We hung out that night.
Yeah, that was after. She only goes for the fireworks.
No, I was with you guys.
Who's you guys?
I was with you and Malik and...
I wasn't with Malik.
Malik was with us.
He was?
Yes.
Wow, what do you remember, Shannon?
I just remember
the fireworks.
You said you were with your parents. And I was like, oh, what am I going to do?
Was I with my parents?
Yeah, eating dinner.
Oh,
because the day before I ate dinner with your parents.
Yes.
And family time.
Oh, whoever's at the suite, Friday night is get to go get dinner with my family.
Woo! I won't be here. I'll be gone by like 4.
Oh, I know. That's why I planned it.
Are you going home for Monday?
No, they're just taking me shopping.
For what?
For food. Oh. So I can put them off fridge.
My fridge is so empty. I have nothing in it.
I just have drinks.
You said you're
going apple juice.
Morgan, did you say that?
What?
You're going home?
Yes.
I'm going home also for this
weekend. You go home every day. You're a commuter.
She's like, you live in Moon? No. Like, do you actually live in Moon? Yes, I live in Moon.
I was like,
I'm a commuter.
That was so funny.
And then D's gonna leave. D might be a commuter next year.
Why? Where are you living?
Well, me and my Anka, Alyssa, and I.
Her better friends.
Oh.
Wow.
I have many best friends here. No, but we all want to move into an apartment together.
You can only have one bridesmaid. I mean, best maid of honor.
I told you to be my bridesmaid.
I'm your maid of honor.
I'm maid of honor. That's what I mean. That's what you meant, too. You made a maid of honor, too.
I'm a maid of honor.
I already told you guys, like, Anka's my maid of honor, but y'all are my bridesmaids.
Nope.
You know what?
Nope.
Anka didn't even come down to our...
I'll be your bridesmaid.
You guys will get pretty dresses.
I probably will.
No, they're refusing to be in your wedding.
You're refusing.
I love weddings.
Turns out I have to be the usher.
One wedding, and that was Dylan's sister's wedding in last September, right after I turned 19. That was really funny because that was the first time I met any of his family.
Turns out I'm going to be an usher. I won't go.
Sierra, you want to officiate my wedding?
I could. I totally could.
It's only like $50 on the internet. Dylan's brother did it, and he's still like, he's a really cute church.
Wait, isn't your family religious?
No. Wait, what?
Oh, I think I'm confusing her. Yeah.
No,
I could totally do it. I could totally be the minister.
You can't be a minister in the Catholic Church.
No, I don't want the whole
mass. I don't
want
to be a nun.
I don't want the whole mass.
That's not what I meant.
No, it's not. No. This is different.
What?
She doesn't want mass and all that.
I don't want that.
What do you want?
I just want.
She wants me to.
I just want to basically walk down the aisle, basically say
I do.
If anybody wants to speak or anything, then I'm like basically.
Can I read? Can I? Can I object to the wedding?
I object to my wedding.
I object to this wedding.
You suck.
I wouldn't do that to you.
Out of all the parishes around here, I like Holy Trinity the best because it has stained glass and like it's like a bird and it like full. That's where I would want to have my wedding.
I just don't want to feel like I want to like have like an outdoor wedding with all of like.
What if it rains?
That's why you put up tents, Shannon.
You have tents when everyone's supposed to see. And I've already discussed this. I want a long, like, I'm so, like, vintage.
What is your definition of vintage, I must ask?
The, like, a lace, like, long sleeve dress with, like, a fit and then flare. Fit. Flare with lace.
So you want the big ball gown?
No, fit and flare.
No, it's like.
It's an A-line, basically, or, like, a sweetheart. Like,
it's.
It's almost like a mermaid.
It's a mermaid.
Yeah.
You want a mermaid.
Oh, I don't know what they're called.
Yeah, it's a mermaid style, honey.
Yeah.
It's a big flare, but it's mermaid shaped.
Fit.
One of the, when I was
no,
trying.
No, mermaid cuts like at, like here.
Well, they're changing the.
It kind of just like fits and it flares.
Morgan, they're changing mermaid styles. Like, a lot of what people are saying are mermaids are flit and flares.
Yeah. You know what? Yeah. And then. I would like it to have the fall, because I like the fall weather. This is a little too hot right now.
Oh my god, the humidity today? Holy cow.
I thought it was supposed to rain this week. Or is it next week it's supposed to rain?
I don't know.
It's supposed to rain all nonstop.
Hey, Maureen, if you want to be, back in front of the camera, we need a person for Monday Army. An anchor.
You want to write up all my stories for me.
Yeah, no, you'll be with Gage, so that's a 30-minute show. Yeah,
well,
I can't.
I'm the camera person, so I can't do it.
I'm in class, so.
Yeah, I'm in. We're all three of us are in class. Advanced TV, woo.
Wait, oh yeah, you are in that class.
Yes, You literally said, Shannon, you look cute today. Thanks, Sierra.
I forgot.
It's been a long week, even though it's only Tuesday.
It feels like it's Thursday.
It feels like it should be like
I don't want to go to my class on Thursday.
I'm off tomorrow, so that's fine.
Lucky you, I have 3 classes tomorrow.
I'm so nervous.
One class tomorrow.
Today was my 33-day class.
I have 3 classes Mondays and Wednesdays, I have 1 class on today and no classes on Thursday, but I have my TV 1 assistant duties on Tuesday.
I don't want to go to class tomorrow. I don't want to go to class on Thursday.
I don't want to go to class at all this week.
Well, Thursday I'm terrified because it's an art class.
Yoga tomorrow?
I'm going mini golfing, so no.
Yeah, I like that everyone's talking about mini golf.
When's mini golf?
Tomorrow, and you're not invited.
Oh, okay.
I'm not invited either.
I'm going with my
friends. Her better friends. Monica. Her better friends.
I'm going with my outside friend.
Her better friends. The friends that she likes the most.
You know what?
She likes
we're going to have a great time Friday. We're going to party.
let's party.
Oh, God. You guys party?
I'm so upset because cruises can't end it.
Right?
What's happening?
I haven't danced yet.
Cruise is closing.
Why?
Because they bought the strip to redo it.
Yeah.
And Cruise hasn't decided to buy another location, and I haven't gone dancing yet.
I want to go dancing.
I was heartbroken, devastated.
I want to go dancing. My one friend was gonna take me dancing.
I need to go to the gym before the century meeting. So.
What are you doing at the gym? Actually, I don't have clothes for the gym, so never mind.
Running.
I can't run. I can run, but then it hurts my hip because I'm an old lady.
It hurts my knees, so I feel you.
Bye, Morgan.
Just fast walk.
Is it at
9? 9:30.
9:30.
Unless you're an editor.
Which
was
not.
Oh,
nice.
Bye, Morgan.
Bye. I'm getting inducted to SCJ, too, just for a sec credit. We don't even do anything in SCJ. Aren't you part of SCJ?
No.
Aren't you part of SCJ?
Yes. Yeah. Is it seriously for sec credit?
I think it is.
No.
No, it isn't.
What? No. Well, it's a resume builder then. It's either a sec credit or a resume builder.
You want to know easy sec credit? Go to the video game marathon.
That's a sec credit?
Yeah. This is a
sec credit. You have to go to both of them because it counts as volunteer hours.
How is that volunteer hours?
Because they're raising credit. They're raising money for charity.
Oh, okay.
This is sec credit.
Because all the money.
I tried this for sec credit, and then no one got back to me.
Because all the money that you donate to the top colonials. They give it to a children's charity.
Oh, I like that. Mm-hmm. Now I'm going to go to the gaming thing.
And if you go to both of them, you can do your 30 hours of
volunteer. Did you get that on mail? Did you get that on piece of mail that says,
you need to do your set credit? Yeah. Yes, I got that.
I already have both my set credits done.
You do?
Yeah.
What is it?
Well, the first one, I didn't even know they were going to count as a set credit. It was my musical show. They counted that as my arts.
Yeah. I'll get my set credit for Global Ambassador once I email my mentees next week and be like, hey, I need to meet up with you, so
I'm gonna try to get the Renaissance
one. Because I need to
Renaissance Award.
We got a set credit for going to that networking thing. Or did you not go? You weren't in my class. No, never mind.
the one problem I might have for the one of the set credits is research. I don't wanna do research.
No, you have to just do 2. And if you go overseas, then you get a set credit.
Oh, yeah, I'm going to go study
that,
abroad.
Fleet trip counts as...
Definitely.
Because I have...
You want to go to Ireland with me?
I actually do.
There's that thing on family weekend that's it's for, going international. And honestly, I would want to do it, either,
It's only a 2-week trip.
Is it over the summer?
No, so you basically leave right after graduation, and then you come back 2 weeks later.
Yes, it's still study abroad. It's just 2 weeks.
Okay,
I couldn't do a whole entire semester.
Yeah, no,
I couldn't do a whole semester. I couldn't do a whole year, so that's why I'm doing those 2 years. That's why I would get the study abroad thing because I would do that.
Yeah. I don't know. Yeah, I'll have to see, because I want to get an internship this summer.
Hey, do you think?
Because here's my idea. You get an okay internship this summer, but then next summer you get a pretty good internship. And then your employers are like, oh my gosh, look at these internships and what she's been doing in school. And then bam, a good job. Go on. Go on, what were you saying?
Or basically,
do you think you can get leadership, the leadership set credit because you're a producer?
Maybe. I'll ask.
I definitely think you can, because it's technically a leadership.
Because I'm a leader. I'm going to get set credit for, I'm going to get the leadership set credit because I'm a secretary at a club.
Secretary? Yeah, I want to send my thing to Tim Jones and basically be like, hey, would you basically just sign off? Because I won't do it until like the spring, because softball doesn't start until the spring. But since I'm not a producer of this.
Yeah.
And basically, I'm just an extended guest.
Extended guest.
I just come here every
week. You're a producer. I was just joking when
I look terrible.
Now you're eating.
What are you looking at, Sierra?
Go listen.
I look awful.
No, Sierra. You look amazing.
Sierra, you look cute today, especially because I
did. You are a strong, independent woman.
Yeah.
Just because I'm independent.
You don't need no man.
I don't need no man.
You don't need no man.
I know I don't need no man.
I know I don't need no man.
I don't need no man.
Mm-hmm. Why do you think I'm not trying to find a new boyfriend?
every time me and my mom do something very simple, we go, like, changing the light bulb or something. Or, like, when we change the humidifier pad, we just high five, we say, we don't need no man. It's funny, yeah.
That's what my mom and I do sometimes. Like, our biggest accomplishment.
Well, she has a man.
Well, no. It was really funny because, so, we decorated our family room wall with all these, like, different, like, we had, like, sets of, like, decorating. It's, like, 10 different sets of decorating things. And we had, like, half of it done, and, like, a week before I came back to school. And I was like, we're getting the rest of this done.
Yeah. I want to decorate for, like, Halloween. But, like, we only put up, like, one thing to, like, get creative.
That's okay. We, like, everybody in our suite's like, oh, we're going to totally decorate. We're probably not going to decorate.
I still want to hang the skeleton and scare people.
And then we steal your little Christmas tree.
Yeah. I love Christmas. I can't wait for Christmas.
We're doing Secret Santa, but don't worry, Shannon. I'll still buy you a Christmas present.
I buy everyone Christmas presents, even with Secret Santa.
In our suite, we're just doing Secret Santa, so not everyone buys each other a gift.
Yeah. Why have you planned this already and it's only August?
Because.
We like to be well planned.
Because, yeah, I wanted to make sure everyone's in agreement with it.
Maybe I just want everyone to give me a gift. Maybe that's it.
I'll buy you a gift. I already said I'll buy you a gift.
You better buy me a gift. I got you something last year.
I'll get you Uncrustables again.
Oh, my God.
That was for her birthday. It doesn't count.
That does not count.
And then I'll buy you a Valentine's Day present.
You're so nice.
I'll get you something, trust me.
Thank you. How much time do we have left, Sierra? We have a minute.
Speed round.
Speed round.
What are you going to do for the speed round?
Craziest thing this summer.
I rode in a boat through a cavern. It was terrifying.
I just literally babysat the whole summer. That's all I I went to Florida twice. But that's not like crazy. I took pictures for the baptism. That's also not crazy. You go.
Went on a flight by myself for the first time at 6:30 in the morning.
And she almost saw a naked man.
Oh my gosh. I thought I was going to die on my flight coming home from Florida. Like, there was so much turbulence and there was lightning and I was just going to cry. Okay. Thank you for watching, listening to I Plead the First. We will see you next Tuesday. This is your fantastic host, Shannon Devlin.
Sierra Adams.
D.
You don't have a last name.
I don't have a last name.
See you guys.
Bye.
First one.